This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here by dialing in at 603-283-6160. That means you can bring up whatever is on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian
and Tony.
Again, 603-283-6160. We've been throughout the show talking about this concept of the leaky vaccine, and I know you've got more on that, Conan, coming up here. We're going to dig in a little bit deeper onto that, but first we're going to go to your calls, your thoughts, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. So we're going to start up with Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just have to get off the speaker. So they found that guy who ran over and killed that 7-year-old boy during Christmas time. So with that off-road vehicle. So that he was hiding out in Mexico.
Hmm.
And so so they were communicating with him the whole time, and they were he turned himself in.
Well, if they were communicating with him, I don't think you could really call that hiding out.
I don't know what the rules are. They can't. Can they go in if the U.S. can't go in and get him out?
No, but generally what they'll do is they will send a request to the Mexican law enforcement, and they'll tell the Mexican law enforcement what they want them to do, and the Mexican law enforcement will go and do that. And they always, you know, scratch each other's backs when it comes to that. So it's very hard to actually get away from the reach of the U.S. federal government. They can pretty much get you anywhere with very few exceptions, maybe with the exception of Russia or a few other handful, you know, Iran, Cuba.
Yeah, well, the family was on the news, and they're going to move back to the East Coast after this. So after what happened, they're just terrified of even going outside. And, you know, I guess I did not know they were from another state. No wonder this happened. I mean, if they were from here, they'd probably just think it's perfectly fine. But
they think
so
it's perfectly fine that their son was killed by him.
No, if you're born and raised here, I've talked to people that were born and raised here. Everybody gets hit by a drunk driver. Half the family got hit by a car. Everybody's got killed, and they're used to it. They think it's just normal, you know.
I find it hard to believe that pedestrian accidents are just that common to where everyone knows someone or they know someone directly that has been affected by one. That seems unbelievable to me.
Well, it's unbelievable to me too, because it was actually comical. I was talking to a guy that was riding a bike, and I said, you know that you almost get killed by a car all the time. He goes, oh, 5 of my sisters and brothers got killed by a car, so. You know, so the only change that we could make is probably from people that are from elsewhere, like myself, that want some change. But last year was a really bad year. 99 pedestrians killed in our state. So it's usually around like 83. We went over and beyond that.
And you believe that the solution is more cameras, more cops? That's a typical belief, right? That's what you've called in about.
Yeah, you know me. I've always talked about the red light cameras and the mobile speeding vans. And we were a lot better.
Even though the numbers show that the red light cameras actually increase accidents because people will speed up in order to try to get through the intersection or slam on their brakes in order to, you know, not get their photo taken. And then, therefore,
that's just a lame excuse that they just conjure up. What it is that...
No, it's statistics. People are more likely to slam on their brakes.
Right.
And that causes accidents.
Minor accidents. Okay, what is a real we're in accident, as opposed to this guy ran a red light at 50 miles per hour and killed him. You know, and so, you know, the thing is that...
Tell that to somebody who had someone slam into them from behind in, you know, the rear and got whiplash. And then they're affected for the rest of their lives.
That's usually not as fatal. But as far as pedestrian fatality, there was a year when we had, I think, 47 the whole entire state, or 51, I don't know exactly. 47 the whole entire state, that's when we still had three to...
Well, you know, Sarah, you can always ban cars, and then the problem will be solved, right?
That's what they want. That's what they want anyways.
Thanks for the call. The number is 603-283-6160. Look, there are risks involved when you're traveling in a two-ton... You know, death trap, basically. There's
tin can.
Things are going to happen, and some of them are going to be ugly. The best thing that can, you know, you can do is to encourage people to pay attention.
You know what? Come up here to New England, where every intersection is a roundabout. And people, you have, by the way, you have two types of people in this world: people who love roundabouts and people who absolutely hate them.
There's also people who don't understand them.
Well, that's the people who hate them. That's and you can break down the haters into two categories: the people who are afraid to use them because mm-hmm. they are afraid of hitting other people.
Right.
And you have the authority, the status types who want everything to be orderly, and they're mostly afraid of people, of the idiots who don't know how to use a roundabout, from hitting them.
Mm.
And then you have me, and I've seen this. I've seen it in action. I've seen. We have a major intersection here in Keene, and I've been here almost 10 years now. I've seen it down like two or three times the whole time. It's dead, and this is a major intersection, and I have seen hundreds of commuters traverse this dangerous intersection with absolutely no light. And it is magical. It is just watching the flow, watching everyone orderly line up and then actually pull out and traverse this dangerous intersection mm-hmm. with no one standing there telling them how to do it. It's just like...
So you like the... You're a supporter.
I'm a supporter of this chaotic order.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have... Speaking of statistics, Sarah, when you look at... fatalities and accidents in general on roundabouts versus
intersections
with lights, and or even someone dictating where you should, when you should go and come mm-hmm. come and go. The insurance companies love them, and there's a reason, because
night and day difference.
It's a night and day difference. There are no head on collisions with someone else. There's you might have a little rub against someone.
Yeah,
but
what you're saying.
But people here, and here's why it works so well. You're talking about the people who are afraid to use them, or they don't know how to use them. Because they slow down and they perk up and they mm-hmm. look around. They look at their environment and they actually think for themselves for once.
They're not used to that.
And of course, they're not. This is why people don't like them, because they want someone telling them what to do.
Right, that's a good point.
But I know that when it comes to the highway system. Roundabouts are the libertarians of the highway, or the anarchists even,
mm-hmm.
because I mean, there's still rules. Someone set these rules in motion, but there's so much left to
the individual
that when you look at the statistics, it makes too much sense. Get rid of these red lights. Get rid of them. Every time they want to build a new roundabout, you can hear all the naysayers. Oh, my God. We already have like 20 of them. I'm like, man, bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Get rid of the stop signs. If you want to put a yield sign, all right, put a yield sign up. Get rid of the stop sign, because the traffic just flows, and I love it. I love chaotic order, and it makes me feel so good, because we're born chaotic. We're born anarchists, and it's only through the indoctrination, it's only through society turning us into these sheep. Rule-following sheep.
You remember those road studies where I think it was like Denmark or something, where they took away all the signs from a certain road, and they did a study as to how people drove on it?
There was a whole downtown, there was a town. They took their whole main street, their whole mm-hmm. downtown, and they removed all the signs. They removed all parking spots. They removed all lines, street lines. Everything was removed. It was just pavement.
Yeah.
And it was a night and day difference. People figured it out. All the naysayers were like, oh, my God, people are going to be going.
People drive more carefully.
They're going to be doing 50. No, they weren't doing 50. They were driving slower than they were when you had all the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Just drive down your main street, people, and look at the hundreds of signs.
Right.
Have you ever looked at any of those signs? It's sign overload. This is the Simpsons episode. Yeah. It's sign overload. You're not reading any of them.
603-283-6160. We got more on the Merrick's disease, the leaky vaccines. Coming up, this is Free Talk.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phone's open. You can join us here. The number's 603-283-6160. And we're going to whatever you want. 603-283-6160 here tonight. It's Ian
and Conan.
Coming up, the latest from Western Australia and how, you know, they're pretty insane over there. But what's the next step they're taking? We've got that news for you on the way. But we've been talking about Merrick's disease, which affects chickens. In relation to this concept of a leaky vaccine that you've been telling us about, Conan, which, as I understand it, is a vaccine that is not what they call perfect. The perfect vaccine is what we're used to when we were kids, you know, in the 80s or 90s or, you know, before that. You get the measles, you get the mumps, you get the rubella, you get the maybe chicken pox or whatever.
And that's it. And that's it.
And
you're done.
Set.
And not only that, not only are you good to go, but you don't spread it.
Right. You're not coming back for a booster or anything like that. You're just, you don't get that thing in the future. That's what's considered a perfect vaccine. But you've been telling us about, in the world of raising chickens, which you've done for close to a decade now, there's this Merrick's disease that is devastating to a
Absolutely.
Chicken.
Absolutely. You get it, and your girls are pretty much dead, goners.
The whole coop.
And not only that, but it will take out, it'll take a whole brood.
So they've been pimping a vaccine for that for some time.
Since the 70s.
And
so this is new technology. This is new study. And so this study was done 5 years ago, 7 years ago now. And the guy who ran this, some guy named Reed, he was just surprised. He's like, oh my God, this is, what have we done?
And he discovered that when a bird, a chicken, has this vaccine for the Merrick's disease, they're still able to get it. And still able to spread it, but they don't die from it. They don't get even sick. Well, some cases they do.
Some do. Some still die from it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And usually it's the weaker. It's the really young chicks and or the older, which in nature, this is how viruses usually operate. They usually take out the weakest link. And then that's it. It can't. It actually kills the weakest link. And that's it. It doesn't spread any further because it doesn't have a host anymore.
But now
it's able to stay alive. It's able to replicate. It's able to mutate. And that's why it has gotten so bad. Back in the 70s when this was first introduced, you'd lose some birds, but it wasn't as bad as it is now. You bring one sick bird into it, and you can take out your entire industry overnight because it's gotten that bad. So now the chicken industry, 20 billion chickens on this planet, the chicken industry is dependent on this vaccine. You can't just turn it off now. It has become a part of the system. So if you were to turn it off, or the developers of this vaccine were to go away and stop overnight, it's over.
Chickens could be exterminated, is what you're saying.
And not only that, but the disease hangs around for so long, so it breeds in their dander and it floats. So it's just floating around.
Mm-hmm.
It could be in your system. It could be in your coop for up to 2 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, they would have to burn whole hatcheries down, whole facilities down, because it would be so dangerous. If they were to start from zero and try to go the unvaccinated route, whole chicken industry gone overnight. And now I haven't bought a chicken from a hatchery in 2 years,
because they're all sold pre-vaccinated, most of them.
If you're buying them from Tractor Supply, they are pre-vaccinated.
But are you vaccinating your own chickens?
Oh hell no.
No.
Now if you buy them, you can buy them online. I deliver chickens all the time, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them online, and there's usually an option. Do you want these vaccines? And I looked at one hatchery before I came here tonight, and it's usually like 20-30 cents. Because it's a cheap vaccine, and they can usually just do it while in the shell. I don't know how that works, but you get your chickens, they're vaccinated, there's a good chance they're gonna survive.
So you've got an unvaccinated chicken coop, aren't you taking a serious risk?
Well, here's the thing. I am running my own experiment.
Mm-hmm.
I have introduced some of the chicks that I introduced last year early in the season. I probably lost about 20 birds. I mean, it's just
over
that.
A decade?
No.
In the last year?
In the springtime. I lost 20 birds in the spring, babies. But I intentionally reared, hatched, a good 2-3 dozen. I hatched 3 dozen chickens because I knew a lot of them were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the lessons that I have learned is to keep the chicks away from the main flock for as long as possible, for as long as I can endure. Because the older they are when I introduce them, the more capable they are of actually surviving.
Hmm.
I introduced some young; they were maybe a month old, 4 weeks old. I introduced 4 week olds to the flock. And every damn one of them, one dozen of them, they were dead within the week.
From this Marek's disease?
Oh, yeah. You can, like I said, you can tell. It is so obvious. I haven't done any autopsies.
Now, how do they catch this thing if you're...
It's in the dander. It's floating around.
So it just comes from somewhere else?
It came from one of the original birds that I introduced mm-hmm. onto my property. It could have been a bird from 8 years ago.
Mm.
And it had it. And it spread it.
Oh, my God.
It spread it to the other birds. Didn't kill them. They're still alive. They all have it. This is just like cold sores, mm-hmm. the herpes syndrome that people get. You can't ever get rid of it. You have it forever. And, by the way, most people have it.
Hmm.
But it doesn't kill you. This is also a herpes virus, but it doesn't grow on their feet or on their beaks or on their skin. It actually develops on their
kills their brain,
on their organs and their brain, and it just slowly, or not slowly, it kills them very quickly.
Wow.
And my experiment, of course, is can I alleviate the hot strain by just having my own girls, my own birds on the property? Is it going to be an easier time for me from here on out? Because all the birds on the property are my birds. I raised them.
Right.
They're from their parents. Their parents are there and the kids are there. So I mean, it's nice. You know, nice little coop going on there. We'll see. Next spring when I start hatching some more eggs out. We'll see how they do.
So you're extrapolating this out, this Marek's disease situation with the leaky vaccine there, to what's going on with COVID.
Absolutely, right. Because what we know is that COVID, the COVID vaccines, all of them, even Johnson and Johnson, or uh-huh. Janssen, however you want to say it, they are not preventing people from getting the COVID afterwards. In fact, a lot of the commenters this evening, they have correctly stated that this really isn't even a vaccine.
It's a shot.
It's a shot like the flu shot.
It's an experimental mRNA shot that we don't know anything about.
Yeah, but it's not keeping you from actually getting it. So I guess you could call it it is a vaccine, but you have to say that it's a leaky vaccine.
Well, yeah, it's only a vaccine under the new definition of vaccine, which they changed the definition of vaccine recently.
Oh, yeah, and they've, as well as changing the definition of anti-vaxxer. Anyone who's against mandates.
Right. Anyone who is for choice is an anti-vaxxer.
So I think the real takeaway, and by the way, this is a good article. I'm going to, not only is this article good, but they actually link to the study. I'm going to link this on our Telegram so that you guys can take a look at it. This needs to be thought of and compared to what we're dealing with today.
The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Plus, we'll find out what the latest tyranny is in Australia, because things are really bad there. And they're not getting better. There's more coming up. This is
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Two officers at a college in Virginia are dead after a campus shooting. Bridgewater College President David Bushman sent out an email to staff and students announcing their deaths Tuesday afternoon. He identified the late officers as campus police officer John Painter and campus safety officer J.J. Jefferson. A suspect has been arrested and an investigation is ongoing. Nearly 47.5 million workers left their jobs last year. That's according to the Labor Department. Its job openings and labor turnover report said 4.3 million quit in December. The overall figure for 2021 is more than 5 million over the total from 2019 prior to the pandemic. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Parts of the United States are bracing for a winter storm. The Weather Prediction Center saying the storm will start tonight and go through Thursday morning. The Southern Rockies, Central Plains, and Midwest could get between 6 and 12 inches of snow. More than a quarter inch of ice is possible from Texas to the Ohio Valley. Winter storm warnings are in place for the Great Lakes region of Ohio and Michigan, all the way to parts of Texas and Colorado. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott reminding everyone in his state,
as precipitation falls on these roadways, in addition to black ice, which is hard to see and even more difficult to navigate, there will be other road conditions that could put your life in danger if you use those roadways. So we urge our fellow Texans to proceed with great caution as you choose to travel about your region.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, phones open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Conan in the studio tonight. And we're raising money for Give Directly. They are the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. We're talking about people that are in such a poverty kind of situation, they don't even have running water. They have to go and walk for miles in order to get drinkable water. In right now, Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya, we're helping those people out, and you can help out by going to give.freetalklive.com. We will match your donations up to $30,000 in total. And you can see our goal there and how close we are to it. And we have a ways to go. So thank you to the folks that have pushed us as far as we've gone. And, of course, the people over at Give Directly do some amazing work. They locate recipients who are in need, and they use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. And that means that they can make their own choices. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can drive a range of important positive changes, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. They get to decide. And GiveDirectly has given over $400 million to over a million people in just the last decade. So get on over to give.freetalklive.com. You can help out there. That's give.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Conan, was there something else we needed to say about these leaky vaccines?
Yeah, I just wanted to wrap it up, and I wanted to really indicate the shock that should be felt from everyone. just like this scientist who was running this study, who, when he realized what Merrick's disease was 70 years ago and what it is now, and what is developed over time, what the mutations that have developed, the hot strains that have developed, could maybe it's not the specific vaccine that we're dealing with right now, but could it be something for malaria, or could it be an Ebola vaccine or some other vaccine that leaks that has just recently been developed and has been and is being inundated on, induced on the populations now? Could in 50 years, could it turn into something that is not manageable? And or, and this is how I open this whole topic, is this exactly what the vaccine industry wants? Because now they're making money every year, every 6 months, because if you don't get it, that's it. You've got to get it, or you're going to succumb to this sickness, to this illness. And something that has always bothered me, that a question that that arose early on in this, we haven't been vaccinated.
No, nope.
We've been sick, but we've been healthy ever since day one.
Regarding COVID, I was vaccinated for the usuals in the 1980s.
We talk about stories. We talk about the VAERS, the reporting system, all of the adverse reporting system where people are being vaccinated and they're succumbing to heart conditions or brain fog and or all manner of problems from the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, and we don't know for sure.
We don't know, but I mean, it's the VAERS has never been used like it is currently. It's blown up.
That's right.
Why would Big Pharma do this to their clients, their clientele? Why would they want to kill off and or sicken their clientele? Because they're not making money off of you and me.
Mm-hmm.
They're making money. Well, they're making money from government, because you know they've been prepaid, all these vaccines be prepaid. But why would Big Pharma kill off their own clientele?
Do you have a theory?
Yeah, I absolutely do. Over time, this is going to mutate into something that you and I will not be able to survive. And it might not be you and me. It might be our kids. It might be future generations, unvaccinated generations, who are not able to withstand the hot strain that finally mutates from this. And so the only people they'll have left are the vaccinated, who took this vaccine into their lives. Thank you, Priest Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas all of the naysayers, the hesitant, the anti-vaxxers, the anti-mandates, you don't have them anymore. They went the way of the dodo. All due to a man-made deterrent, which was actually put together intentionally.
That's a pretty negative view of the future, Conan. But I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, this, even if it wasn't done intentionally, even if it wasn't. Look at the Merrick's disease in the last 50 years and look how it has evolved. This same exact thing could happen to any human vaccine. The mutations can happen and they can evolve and they might not kill us this year or this decade, but look to 50 years from now when it is mutated into something that we can't handle any longer.
I'm going to believe that good, healthy people are going to be able to defeat whatever it is that comes out of this, but I definitely see where you're coming from. It's a possibility.
I hope it's over. Mm-hmm. I hope that they were only playing the Spanish flu 2-year playbook, and that this is it. This springtime, you have countries who are already pulling back.
Some are opening up, like the
Australia,
UK.
New Zealand. I still know what's wrong with you, but you have plenty of countries that are like, we're getting rid. UK. They just ended everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping,
which was a surprise.
Well, Boris
because
Johnson,
he got caught partying.
He got caught partying last year. So the theory is that the only reason he's pulled it back is because he's trying to get reelected sometime in the future.
Okay.
So there's that one. But I mean, hopefully it's over. Hopefully, and of course it's an election season too.
Yeah.
The Democrats cannot, because they're the people who are pushing this. They can't get reelected on this policy because people hate it. Most people hate it.
There's a lot of people who are sick and tired of it. The people that were on board, are a lot of them, they're falling away from this.
Yeah. And or, like in our case right here in Keene, they reintroduced the stupid mask mandate. People aren't following it at this time.
There's a lot of obedience out there that I've seen when I've been at the grocery stores, but the business owners, fewer of them are enforcing it.
Yeah.
So that's
I've only seen it. It's only happened to me once. I actually got thrown out of an auto zone.
Yeah. Yeah. We were thrown out last week.
Last week. And I was, it just blew my mind. This is where real men shop. This is people who fix their own vehicles. They shop here and some big fatty. Right when I walk in, he's like, dude, you got to put your mask on. I'm like, I don't wear a mask. He's like, well, I'm not going to sell you anything.
Wow.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to walk across the street to your competitors, and I'm going to spend my money there, you idiot.
Yep.
And guess what I did?
You did just that.
I walked right across the street, bought the same part. You know what? I spent more on it.
Sure.
Why not? I usually shop around. We have three auto stores.
Right.
I shop around. I always get the best price. AutoZone had the best price, but not that day. They didn't. They lost the sale.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Same thing happened to Bonnie and I one day last year, I think it was, and it's exact same situation. Horribly obese.
It's probably the same
person.
Guy. It's probably
it was
the
same guy. I think it was a female in this particular case, but you know, she wanted to thrust her vision of what things ought to be on us, and you know, we weren't bugging anybody, we weren't speaking out or anything like that, we weren't talking trash, we just gone in to get some part or whatever, and we did the exact same thing. We went across the street, and I made a point to thank the people over at
Advanced Auto. By the way, when I walked in Advance, no one's wearing masks.
Nice.
Both associates are standing there, just chill.
I love it.
So, yeah, and I did thank them, and I specifically told Fatty, I was like, you just lost a sale, sir. I'm going across the street. Goodbye.
Good.
And I think more people need to do this. The more people who do that, the quicker this nonsense will end.
Yeah, you've got to speak up about this. And if you want to join us and speak up here on the radio, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I hope that you're right, Conan, and that things are going to be pulling back and that we're not going to see another crackdown in the immediate future. And, yeah, I think you're right. The fact that there's an election coming up is definitely playing into how some of these politicians are approaching this. Like, you know, right here in New Hampshire, Sununu, the governor, he went all crazy in 2020 with all kinds of,
and all of a sudden mandates. It's like night and day. It's like he's a whole new person.
Very interesting. He's a snake, but yeah, he's behaving very differently.
He's a globalist.
Sure. Well, it turns out his brother is on the World Economic Forum. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, John Sununu Jr. I guess
makes perfect sense.
More coming up here. You can join us 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Ian
and Cronin.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And I want to say thanks to Joseph Scholl, who is a supporter of the Free Talk Live Amps Patreon. Joseph is a silver level supporter, meaning he's doing $5 a month over on our new Patreon, which you can get to at amps.freetalklive.com. So thank you, Joseph, for that. You get some cool perks, you get some benefits, and you help us support the show over at amps.freetalklive.com. Coming up, the latest from Australia. What's the latest madness? How much worse can things get there? We'll talk about it. But first, El Conejo is on the line calling us from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. I've been thinking about that $10 million for the Freedom Convoy 2020 hashtag.
Yeah.
And how you know that the money's getting to the truckers and everything. And
that was my question.
Yeah, and also about GoFundMe's long history of financial censorship. So what advice I want to give the truckers is go onto social media, Facebook, Twitter, especially Twitter, and post a little story that proves you're you and kind of timestamp it and post hashtag CryptoConvoy 2020 with your crypto address along with your Freedom Convoy 2022 tag. And that way people can find you and donate to you directly, and we know we're donating to a real person because you can turn the camera around and show the convoy and say, today is Saturday, blah, 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 blah. And we know the money's getting right to where it needs to go, and then we're also helping spread the gospel about getting out of this fiat nightmare.
That's a great suggestion. Now, of course, how do you prevent somebody from snagging the video and making a copycat account and putting it up on their, you know, fake account?
Well, it's a lot more trustworthy than just a $10 million GoFundMe black hole, I guess.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. And there's probably ways to do it, like maybe identifying the day or, you know, putting your own username, right? So, like, if you're you can't have more than one of the same username on Twitter, for instance. So if you, like, hold up some sort of sign in the video that's got your username on it, that way you know for sure it's appearing in the place where it belongs. There are some creative ways they can think of.
You could also show your QR code in the video. That'd be really hard to deep fake. And then you're scanning the right receiving address.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can hold up your Bitcoin, your Monero, your Ethereum, or whatever your preference is, and people can just instantly donate money to you. And, I want to support people, but I want to know it's going towards people.
That's a great point, El Conejo. So you said hashtag Crypto Convoy 2022?
Sure, that sounds good. Crypto Convoy 2022.
I love it.
Get it going.
It's a great idea.
Spread the word, truckers.
Nice.
Good 6 months ago, we were talking truckers, whether I think it was the Australian truckers at the time.
Yeah.
And
that one fizzled.
Yeah, and so did the American variant.
They're supposedly going to do another American thing.
Well,
soon.
When we talked about that article, I, for whatever reason, I found a Facebook. Anyone who's on the Facebook, I recommend this site, this page, or this group. It's Stop the Tires 2020. All one word.
Hmm.
And I've been monitoring this group since then, and they're up on top of it. They have all the latest articles, all the interviews, all of the Trudeau, according to this, Elon Musk has come out calling Trudeau a little baby. And so I definitely recommend this group, and this, if you're talking about, we were just talking about actually giving money straight to the truckers, this might be a good site to visit.
And what was it called?
Stop the Tires 2020. One word.
El Conejo, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And by the way, I did pull up the GoFundMe here. It's still online. They haven't taken this thing down. Last night there were 116,000 or 111,000, somewhere in that range, donations. Tonight there are 121,800 donations. They've raised another $400,000 between last night and today. And when I had Neddy on the phone earlier, the gentleman that called in from Canada to tell us about his experience in Ottawa over the weekend, he was telling me when we were off the air about some of the people that are apparently the supposed organizers of this thing in Ottawa right now, some of the key players. And he mentioned a name, B.J. Dichter, D-I-C-H-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
B.J. Dichter is one of the organizers of the GoFundMe, so presumably this GoFundMe is actually legit as far as the people that are behind it are not like some sort of scam artists.
Right.
That's my understanding.
Which is common these days.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be really careful when you donate to these things. And so they're up to $9.879 million. So almost $9.9 million of their $10 million goal. So they, within the next 24 hours, are likely going to hit their $10 million goal, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. I'm just really hopeful that this money gets spent wisely,
yeah.
Spent honestly, and that some of these truckers we were talking about, porta potties, fuel, food. Hopefully, this money is actually good, because that could feed a lot of people.
One of the videos that I was looking at earlier during one of the breaks of the show did mention free food is being given out.
Good, good.
So.
Well, and I did hear something about them going to homeless shelters, and that was. Being called out as extremely bad behavior. And I heard about the defecating on top of a car, too.
What were they supposedly doing at the homeless shelter?
Eating the food.
Hmm.
So that would probably not be a good habit to get into, honest truckers going to these establishments. But, I mean,
how do we know those weren't agents? How do we
exactly.
know that those weren't the leftists?
How do we know the guy pooping on the truck wasn't an agent provocateur? So, I mean, it's quite possible.
Where's the video of that? And did somebody confront that person?
Yeah, if that happened,
yeah.
There is video. If people were peeing on the side of the road, and mm-hmm. there would be yellow snow, you can take a picture of that, and you can share it, and I haven't seen that picture.
No, somebody else said that the streets are immaculate today, in the video that I was watching from today.
Usually when it comes to a certain type of activist,
mm-hmm. they pick up after themselves.
Yeah, the ones who work for a living,
mm-hmm.
the ones who usually can't go to these events because they're at work.
Right.
They're the type that clean up after themselves. Yeah. You look at some of these millennial type activists. If they're not leaving all of their signs, all of their used, spent food and right. Packaging and whatnot, if they're not doing that, they're actually burning things down. They're actually throwing bricks through windows. This is the night and day type of activism, yeah. And it's just so mind-boggling that the left is coming out, the mainstream media is coming out in force against these people, labeling them anti-government, racist,
yeah.
Nazis.
They're doing everything they can.
Violent. The violence in the street, and it's like...
Not one single arrest.
No, the cops... I wouldn't be surprised if there was actually cops amongst these guys.
There are police.
Not agents, but actually activist cops who were. There was one lady who was
out of their uniform. You mean?
Yes, exactly.
Out there on their own time.
And are even standing up in uniform and saying, "Hey, look, you guys are good to go. I'm all about it. I like what you're doing. Keep it up."
Yeah.
And there was one Canadian came out and spoke in favor of this. So yeah, these are workers. These are people who clean up after themselves.
Right.
And they try to solve these problems nonviolently.
That's right. This is their solution.
This is where it's at, and it typically, universally, historically doesn't really work. Except maybe in election years, and it works really, really slow, and it's just little tidbits. It's just little scraps off the table. I don't think this is going to help anything.
I'm also, I want to be optimistic. I love what I'm seeing. I love the energy. I love what's happened. I think it's amazing. It's definitely historic. There's never been anything like this in our lifetimes that have occurred. It's cinematic, right? Like there was a convoy. There was a movie about.
There's going to be a documentary.
For sure. And
but I mean,
the video. There's a ton of video, so it'd be easy to cut.
My opinion, and I hate to say it, but. It's not going to get done. It's not going to happen.
No.
Because they're not violent enough. Sadly, you look at Black Lives Matter. You look at these college kids wanting their debts paid.
They didn't get anything done either. They burned buildings down and they didn't get anything done. So violence isn't the solution. Violence isn't going to solve the problem.
I think that it did a lot. I think you
what
got.
What did it do?
I think politicians are sucking up to them.
But it didn't do anything. They didn't change anything. Yeah, they sucked up to them in the same way that remember the Tea Party. From a decade ago? Remember Occupy?
Oh, yeah.
There's, the left and the right things of literally a decade
ago. Oh, yeah, you mean when their left and right were in the same room and they were actually holding signs with each other?
No, that didn't happen.
At Occupy did. Well, libertarians and left.
Libertarians went to both. But what happened was, at the Occupy, the Democrat politicians came out, started holding signs, and walking in front of parades. Of course he was. And then at the Tea Party, the Republicans started coming out and saying, I'm a Ron Paul Republican, and started holding signs with the Tea Party, so acting like they'd been there the whole time.
Yeah.
And they co-opted the movements. And the same thing happened with Black Lives Matter. They got co-opted by the politicians. So we got more coming up. You can share your thoughts. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.